We're joined here now on the election selection by John Bursell, who's running for the Katters Australia Party here in Cunningham. John, welcome to you.
Welcome to you guys. Thanks for having me on the program.
No worries. And John, you're running for Cunningham. Why are you passionate, perhaps, about this area?
Well, I've actually got roots that go back to this area about 12,000 years for the first inhabitants, the Dharawal people. And my father's actually an expert on the Dharawal sites and history and language in the area as well.
Yeah, so wow.
I actually grew up in Engadine, but I've moved to Helensburg. I've been here about 16 years now, and the Northern Illawarra has always been the place that I've been involved in, the Surf Club and the Lions Club, and the RSL, all sorts of different groups here, and it's my home.
What are some local issues you're passionate about championing for this upcoming election?
Well, for me, there's some really important ones. I think that most of the people in the Illawarra would agree. I'm anti-CSG. I've been involved in quite a few of the rallies with the Illawarra Stop CSG group.
Yep.
I was on the Bridge Rally and the other rally down at the beach there. I've been quite passionate about that. Obviously, I don't want to see the degradation of the catchment area or our beautiful, pristine escarpment area. And I'm just really concerned for the Australian people that basically that resource is being removed in a way that's very risky at this stage. There hasn't been anywhere near enough research into coal seam gas. And what we have seen happen in lots of other places in the world is that we've seen the land destroyed. That's one thing, and that's an issue that relates directly to the area of Darks Forest, Helensburg, and obviously the Northern Illawarra in particular. And other things that I'm very concerned about in the Illawarra is unemployment. We've got quite a high unemployment rate in the Illawarra, and the steel manufacturing has been decreasing. And one of the major reasons I got involved with the Katter Party, the Australian Party, was based on his old school Labor views around manufacturing in this country. And with the steel manufacturing in Port Kembla, you know, the Katter Australian Party view is any government contract that goes forward must have Australian steel, full stop, end of story.
Yeah, I'm just looking at some of the Katter policies at the moment. So one of the main policies you've mentioned is you want for the government to stop to the continual ignoring of huge loss of jobs in manufacturing. Now, this is very, I guess, specific to Cunningham in that back in 2011, there was about 800 jobs lost from the steelworks industry in the Illawarra. What things would you perhaps do if you were elected that would support the industry down here?
Well, obviously, Bob suggested that we have a universal tariff of all imported goods to Australia of 10%. Okay, obviously, a lot of people are buying things outside of Australia through the net. It's very easy to do, obviously, and if you're buying under a certain amount, I think it's about $1,000 or $1,500, you don't pay any tax. And we've got people importing a lot of goods from overseas for no benefit to our country and benefit to other countries. So we need to support a system that at least taxes, you know, an amount of these people. I think we average around 4% import duties in Australia on our goods that we import, where other countries average around 40%. Now, obviously, we want to increase trade in Australia and have trade with Asia, but we can't do it to the detriment of our industry or Australian jobs. So, first of all, if we have a 10% tariff on all imported goods, that gives Australian companies a much better chance of surviving in the global environment.
Do you think some people might say, though, with putting that 10% tariff on, while it might help, obviously, our local industries, do you think people would be prepared to pay that if it means higher prices for the consumer?
Well, that's right. I mean, we might drive up things. Say, for instance, we might drive up televisions. Now, in my personal view, I think televisions are cheap enough already.
Okay.
Cost in the short term for a big benefit in the future for Australian people.
Finally, before we finish up, we've just been asking all our candidates just their take on some of the bigger issues more broadly, more nationally. On the asylum seeker policy, we've seen obviously a lot of debate on that over the past few months and years, with Labor obviously turning towards the solution with Papua New Guinea. What's your take on those issues?
Okay, well, I've got a view that we shouldn't have been involved in the last few wars we've been involved in. Okay, so to give you my perspective, I'm a peace lover. Now, I wasn't in the military for a lot of years, and I was lucky enough not to serve in any what I would term illegal wars. Okay, now we've created some bad situations in the world with Western policy. Now, not Australia necessarily, but Australia's been there. Now we're in a situation where we've got a lot of refugees in the world. Now, bona fide people want to come to this country, and they're desperate to, you know, become Australian and work for this country. I'm more than happy to have them here. The Katter Party's come up with a policy. Now, this is a difficult issue. Obviously, no one's managed to solve it, have they? So thinking that you're going to solve it overnight, I think, is straight away ridiculous. Yep. Like Tony Abbott saying, we're going to stop the boats. Well, let's see. You know? Anyway, so my view is that, you know, the Katter Party policy is not a bad policy. It's around getting people quickly processed and giving them a temporary visa, and allowing a surveillance regime, them allowing a surveillance regime, and them signing up to a promise that they, you know, want to support Australian culture, Australian values, Christian values.
All right. Well, it was very good to talk to you, John. That's about all we have time for today. Thank you very much for your time.
No problem.
All right. Bye for now. All right. That was John Bursell from the Catters Australia Party.